News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pensacola's expert panel. And this morning, when you hear that song online, you know Tasca King is here to talk to us about ADX Digital. Good morning.
Good morning. I love it when Brad Paisley sings my theme song.
Just for you. Just for you.
Me. I know. That's right.
That's right. So this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we will be talking about ADX Digital. So if you have some questions about digital advertising, marketing, maybe how your business can get involved, or maybe you don't know anything about it and just want to know a little bit more, text those questions in to 850-437-1620, and I know Tasca will do her best to answer your questions. So what have you got for us today?
Well, today I want to talk about digital out-of-home advertising.
Okay. That sounds interesting.
You may ask, what is digital out-of-home ads? And that is advertising is a modern way to reach audiences outside of their homes through digital screens in public places just in the geographic areas that you want.
So very specific.
If your is your business, is this good for your business? Well, let me look at this. If you are interested in a way to reach potential customers in your area with ads and show them ads when they're out and about during the day, digital out-of-home ads appear in places such as bus shelters, the gas station pumps, you know, when you're getting gas and that video starts talking to you, restaurants, billboards. You've seen the digital billboards that we have all over town now.
Oh, yeah.
We have access to those. There are some that are in the backs of taxis and Ubers and Lyft. Restaurants, and specifically fast food restaurants. The first time I ever saw this was in Santino's.
Oh,
I have a Santino's close to where I live in Gulf Breeze, and there's that TV screen when you walk in that shows ads.
Oh, no kidding.
So they're in quite a few restaurants.
Which is great while you're standing there waiting.
Exactly. There's lots of different places that these digital screens are, that we have access to those screens to reach your potential customers. Now, unlike most of our other products, the geographic is the only way to target.
So when you say that, what do you mean?
Okay. We're not using... behaviors. We're not using AI. We're not using retargeting. We're strictly just reaching people within the geographic area that you want.
Okay. That's very smart.
So you've actually got two targeting strategies. One is geographic, what I just said, and that's when you tell us the geographic area that you're interested in showing your ads to, and this can be the city. It can be a number of cities. It can be specific zip codes or just a radius around a specific address. So that would be, say you want to reach all of downtown Pensacola. Okay. Well, we might pinpoint the address where Vinyl Music Hall is, right there on the corner of Pal Fox and Garden. And we might say, okay, let's go out 5 miles. Well, that's going to cover downtown.
Wow.
So we can be pretty specific on that geographic area. Now, there's one other way that you can target with this product, and that is when you want to be weather specific with your message.
Oh, that's
interesting. So that's using what we call weather triggers. And we will serve your ads when a weather condition that you've selected happens within the geographic area that you're interested in. So if you have a business that would cater to that would benefit people right after a storm, whether it's a thunderstorm or a hurricane or anything in between.
Maybe roofing or storm shutters.
Exactly. So we can determine your geographic area, which in most cases with roofers would be as big as you want, really. And then we can say, okay, well, whenever there's a really bad storm and the winds, you know, start with where they're at least 20 miles an hour or whatever that number is, whatever that magic number is for your business, then that's when we're going to show those ads.
That's very smart because it doesn't make any sense to do it when it's a beautiful day and it has nothing to do with your business.
Exactly. Now, keep in mind that those ads are not going to be shown on a phone. They're not going to be shown on a computer. They are not going to be shown on a connected TV. They mm-hmm. are only going to be shown on these screens that are specifically just running ads.
I see. Okay. That makes sense.
So those are the two targeting strategies with digital out of home. And it's interesting, 73% of U.S. consumers view digital out of home ads favorably, which means when they see them, they'll remember them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, like you said, they have them at gas stations, right? Like when you're sitting there pumping gas and you see these things come up, and I find nothing else to look at while I'm standing there, so I do tend to look at the ads.
You know, I'm sure we've all had our time when we're like, I wish I didn't have to fill up.
Yeah, right. Yes, ma'am. That's so true.
So, anyway, that's the basics of digital out of home. It's there's not a whole lot of details to it as far as what we need to do to put this campaign together for you, because you're not going to be choosing behaviors. You're not going to be choosing keywords.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to specifically hone in on that geographic area that is going to be best for your business.
That sounds very smart. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And today, Tasca King is talking to us about ADX digital marketing. We're going to take a quick break, but if you do have a question, you can text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with Tasca King, who is here to tell us a little bit more about ADX Digital. I'm very intrigued by this digital from home.
Digital out of home.
Out of home. I really am, because I think that's something I have noticed that I actually pay attention to.
Yeah, we probably all have seen them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them have been available, but not been within a network like they are now. Just to give you an example, I believe Lamar's had the digital billboards for years.
They have,
But just recently, we've had access to help sell those
mm-hmm.
With the digital out-of-home product.
So that's great.
So let's talk about where the ads can be seen.
Okay.
Now, one thing I will tell you, we do not know the specific locations. We will not have the specific locations of where the ads will be seen. But what I do have are venue types.
Okay.
So, I mean, a general idea of where the ads are going to be seen.
So what does that mean?
The number one, the top venue type, and that's when I say venue type, this is a business that's got the screens.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that's got the most screens in our market that will, a good bit of your ads will be seen is going to be convenience stores.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, okay. I've seen those.
So you go into a convenience store, you see a screen close to where you're checking out usually.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the majority of these opportunities are going to be.
Which is smart because you have a captive audience, because mm-hmm. typically you're waiting in line.
Absolutely.
And you're just kind of staring at those screens,
absolutely.
To be honest.
The next one's going to be the digital billboards that we see when we're on the highway or down at Bayfront.
There's one right at Bayfront.
Yeah.
And,
Chase.
Yeah, Chase. That's a great one because you're always stuck at that light.
Right, exactly. Okay, the next one is going to be grocery stores.
Oh.
Now, I can't tell you which grocery stores.
Okay.
I've not noticed them in my grocery store, but I don't go into every grocery store in the market, so I don't
Come
know.
On, Tasca.
But I can tell you that they have a really large number of screens in grocery stores where a lot of inventory is available. Casual dining, you know, I mentioned Santino's.
Mm-hmm.
So there are going to be other restaurants that are going to be casual like Santino's that are going to have those screens as well.
I've noticed ads coming up now with the drive-through windows. While I'm waiting, when I'm waiting for the person to take my order,
uh-huh.
I've actually had ads come up.
Well,
so maybe
that's part of it too. Mm-hmm. Haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Urban panels. So that is when you're driving around in town and you see like a small billboard.
Uh-huh.
Those are called urban panels.
Interesting. I've never heard that before.
Smaller billboards. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few of those in the market as well. In addition, there are some of these screens are in banks. Some of these screens are in our local colleges, doctor's offices.
I've seen that.
Hotels, office buildings.
Especially at concierge areas mm-hmm. when you're waiting to check in.
Exactly.
I've definitely seen them there.
Mm-hmm. Sports and entertainment. So I think part of that probably is going to be, I think they have some of the screens over at the Bay Center.
Mm-hmm.
And recreational locations.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of where that might be, but maybe like the ice hockey and other places, mm-hmm. other those types of venues, basketball courts, that kind of thing.
And then in the mall.
Oh, well, sure.
They're in the mall. Oh, okay. They're in some gyms as well. Mm-hmm. So there are quite a few places that your ads can be seen and will be seen. But remember, it's all about geography. So if your business is going to be specific to a certain age demographic or a certain lifestyle demographic, this might not be the product for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to reach anybody within that radius, no matter what their lifestyle, what their behaviors are.
It's the general population right. kind of thing.
But if you want to reach, you know, anybody in the market, you know, if you're a grocery store, this is great. Everybody needs groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs car insurance.
Right.
You know, not everybody needs homeowners insurance and not everybody needs Medicare yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that just kind of gives you an idea of why you need to be, your client base, your prospect base needs to be pretty broad
mm-hmm.
for this to be a really efficient campaign for you.
And you have other products that are more specific
oh, definitely.
To age and all that kind of thing. But this definitely. Is a whole different thing.
All
but what I liked about this one was what you said earlier about picking the geographic.
Yeah.
That's key.
Well,
and I liked the idea of the storm. Like if you have a
Yeah, the weather trigger.
The weather trigger.
We have we offer weather trigger on one other product that we've talked about, which is mobile conquesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if that's something that you want to talk about, where your business is dependent on the weather, whether it's a quickie thing with the weather or something more long term like the after effects of a storm, we've got options and we'd love to sit down and talk with you about what we have available.
And do you produce the ads as well as far as creating those for people?
Yes,
how does
we
that
can.
Work? How does that work?
We can help. Usually the client gives us at least the elements that they want in the ad,
mm-hmm.
meaning if there's any graphics, if there's a logo, if there's a tagline, if there's an informational line, piece of text, then we'll create an ad and make sure you like it before it goes out.
Perfect. Okay, very interesting. Well, this is a great opportunity, especially for businesses in our local area and are mm-hmm. trying to reach somebody within a certain geographic, or you can, I love the idea of perhaps pre-storm ads yep. or post-storm ads.
Post-storm ads,
that's really smart.
I mean, you think about it, you know, if it's a week before a hurricane, you're certainly hoping you don't need a new roof. But if it's a day after the hurricane,
mm-hmm.
you're going to know, uh-oh, I might need a new roof. So,
right. Or you got a big heat wave coming up if you're an air conditioning company.
Exactly.
I'm getting all creative over here.
Oh, you are.
I'm
going to take you out with me on sales calls.
There you go. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to Pensacola's Expert Panel talking about ADX Digital Marketing this Monday with Tasca King. 850-437-1620. Text in a question if you have one. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be back in just a minute. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you got a question about ADX digital marketing, text it on in at 850-437-1620. Tasca is here, and we are talking all things digital. Got a little giggly off the air there for a second. But we're okay. It's just Monday. All right. So just a couple minutes left. Tasca, what would you like to tell us about all this? If somebody just joined us, tell them what we're talking
about.
Quick
review on digital out-of-home ads. And again, that is advertising outside of the home through digital screens in public places just in the geographic area that you want. And again, the targeting strategies are the geographical targeting and or the weather trigger targeting. So again, a lot of those places where your ads might be seen would include convenience stores, billboards, casual dining restaurants, colleges and universities, doctor's offices, grocery stores, just urban panels, which means signs you may see when you're driving around, the smaller ones that are not billboards, hotels, gyms, gas stations, sports and entertainment. So office buildings.
So many.
Lots of different places.
So many places. But I like the geographic piece of it, especially yeah. for this area. If you're a local small business, it's probably a very efficient way
right.
to get to a lot of people at once. And then I just think it's brilliant that you can actually control when you have a certain trigger.
Oh, yeah. That's really cool.
So, and if especially really cool. economical if you're going to trigger for snow.
Definitely.
Because the next one will be in about 100 years.
Yeah. Somebody asked me, do I think we'll get another snow? next year? And I said, no, I'll never see another snow in my lifetime. It'll be 100 years before there's another snow.
That's right. That's what they're saying. So we shall see. We shall see. But this is great. I think this is a very interesting aspect of what you do. And just real quickly, you have so many other products. So this is one thing that we've sort of emphasized today. But just kind of talk a little bit. We've got a couple of minutes left.
Well, just keep in mind as well that we would love to meet with you. And our first meeting is never a sales pitch. It is strictly educational, to where we can introduce all of the different products to you. Whether you want to learn more about digital out of home, whether you want to learn more about OTT, which is advertising on televisions during streaming content, if you want to learn about social mirroring, if you want to learn about Facebook and Instagram, if you're not already doing it,
Amazon
we can help
Prime.
You with that. Amazon Prime. Gosh, there's so many that we have now. And, of course, the most popular one, really, that is used the most is just regular display advertising.
Well, and it's just so smart to keep up with all of this because things keep changing rapidly.
It does.
And the technology changes, and especially the younger folks now, they are all about digital.
And, you know, everything started with the display ads. If mm-hmm. you remember, once upon a time, you know, you would go online and go to a website and see an ad on a website. And it used to be you had to buy that ad from that website.
Right.
And that's not the case anymore. So you're buying that ad based on who's looking at that website.
Okay, so if you're interested, real quick, the phone numbers?
850-262-6000 and ask for Jeff Wayne, and he'll connect you with one of our digital experts. I'll come out and teach you everything you need to know.
Oh, thank you so much, Tasco. Great show today. It is President's Day. If you're off, enjoy yourself. If you're working, hang in there. We'll be back again tomorrow.